Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, the show for people who get seriously ticked off when their favorite cheese shop is out of five-year-old cave-aged Gouda. The less smoky, more crumbly kind with the little crispy bits inside. Ooh, I love that stuff. And those shopkeepers can't be too surprised when they get the poor substitute of a three-year-old Gouda thrown back in their smug little cheese nerd faces when they say, it's just as good. And what kind of a pansy presses charges for assault with a deadly cheese? Grow up! Hey, imagine how fired up I get over the crackers. This, folks, is the all-corn episode of Food Fight, because we're talking only about corn. Nothing but corn. Yep, the cob kind. This is going to be the corniest food fight ever. And to help us iron out the corny kinks, we've got Dave the Vitamin Guy, who's got his own theories about how Monsanto is slowly taking over the world and turning us all into modified food-pecking chickens.
Slowly?
Or something like that, I'm sure. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good to be here again, Claire.
Your head is very shiny, as always.
Yep. You can see through, huh? Yep.
So everyone in the world has heard of Monsanto, and of course, the reason people hate them, Monsanto corn. If you've been living under a rock for the past 20 years or so, Monsanto is a U.S.-based multinational agricultural biotechnology corporation. It's a mouthful. It is the world's leading producer of the herbicide glyphosate. Glyphosate. That's a toughie. It's not a phosphate. It's a phosate. It's called Roundup, for layman's, which kills herbs as well as weeds, which, you know what? I love herbs. That is uncool, man.
Uncool.
And Monsanto corn, that's in quotes, which we'll be discussing today and why it's important, is that it's different from regular corn. It's the GMO corn we're always talking about. So here's the Monsanto side of it, which I got from the Monsanto pharmaceutical website.
Boo!
Dave, that was not a very impressive boo.
Boo!
Oh, that's much better. When farmers grow genetically modified, or GM for us laymans, sweet corn with the BT protein, it's got a naturally occurring BT protein in it, these farmers reduce insecticide use by as much as 85%. Sounds attractive. Fuel and energy use, because fewer tractor trips to the fields to apply insecticides, means less fuel and energy use. Carbon dioxide emissions. Using the tractor less means less carbon dioxide emissions. So healthy plants produce healthful food. And then there's a picture of a guy holding a very happy little toddler boy. Look at this picture. I got this picture here. Isn't that sweet? It's really nice. And he's holding a cob of corn. So here's their logic. Insects love good tasting sweet corn as much as we do. Farmers work hard to keep the insects from destroying the plants. A plant that can more easily defend itself means healthier food, right? Less energy, less money on insecticides. But there's another side to it.
Yes.
The other side to it is what we're doing to the corn. Now, they say that it's got this built-in BT protein. It's called Bacillus thuringiensis.
That sounds like a VD.
It totally does. Yeah. But, okay, they shortened it to BT. Now we know why. It protects the sweet corn from the damaging insects.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now your corn has no bugs in it.
Yay.
Awesome. No, I don't like eating bugs. Bugs are disgusting. So the BT protein was discovered.
Dipped them in chocolate, but that's another story.
Yeah. You know what? That, ew, gross. BT protein was discovered in naturally occurring bacteria that's often used by organic farmers. Mm-hmm. Here's the punch word here. It's already used by organic farmers to control pests. And if they built it into the plant, the corn would have the natural ability to ward off these pests. Hence, all the wondrous things in the development of American agriculture. So, Marcus, go with the other side of it. Why is genetically modified corn bad?
Because the pesticide is built inside of the corn, so you cannot wash it off. So when you're eating the corn, you are eating the pesticide.
You just called it a pesticide. They're saying it's a naturally occurring protein called BT.
Well, yeah, but so is tobacco, and tobacco is a known pesticide.
Tobacco is a known pesticide?
Yes, people use tobacco all the time to kill
off bugs.
It's
also in what's inside cigarettes.
Yes.
People which, smoke that intentionally, putting it into their bodies. Okay, but, so, you know, yeah. I concede that.
Yes.
But still, all natural.
All
and therefore,
natural.
How can it be bad?
How can it be bad if it's all natural?
What? See? That's the whole basis behind organic farming.
No, the basis behind organic farming is you're not using pesticides.
Well, they use BT.
They don't use BT. They find BT and put it on the plant. Well, if BT is being used, it's on the plant and it can be washed
so
off.
So you're saying the same stuff that they put on the outside of the corn, when you put it on the inside of the genetic makeup of the corn, that's different.
It's totally different because you can wash it off when it's on the outside. You use your veggie wash, you wash it right off, it's gone. If it's inside, you can't do that.
I really can't, you know, sing the praises of veggie wash enough.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've talked about this on the show many times, and one time I was made very gravely ill, almost sick enough to go to the ER, by a stupid blackberry. One stupid blackberry was all it took to make this, and I'm gesturing to my entire body here, mm-hmm. very, very, very sick. So the veggie wash is all natural. It's made out of citric acid.
Yeah.
Basically like squeezing an orange and a lemon over everything, yeah. rubbing it all over and then washing it. It's in a pump bottle. You get it at the store. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's made out of chemicals. Totally not.
Totally
veggie
not.
Wash. Citric acid kills everything. Gets rid of the pesticide on the surface. Gets rid of any wax residue. Mm. Any leftover spores and disgusting things from
citric
the plant's
acid
fertilizer.
Kills. Yeah.
If you can clean off a mushroom with it,
exactly.
You can clean anything with it because...
My mother used that when she was growing fruit, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that thing's been around forever.
For a while. Yeah.
You can actually use it as a pesticide. If you put it on your growing plants, you can use citric acid.
And that doesn't hurt the plant.
No.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure kept the bugs away.
Just wash it all off very thoroughly is what I'm saying. Yeah, is because I took a big bite out of an apple that I hadn't washed thoroughly yet. And that was, wow. Mm. You know what? It doesn't taste like an apple and an orange. Tastes thoroughly different. So when you ingest the pesticide, what happens?
There's a known cause or disease called liver perforation syndrome. Liver perforation
syndrome. It's a perforated liver. It's a liver full of holes. We get it. Continue.
No problem. So what happens is this natural occurring bacteria that you are now ingesting because you can't wash it off, when it goes through your liver to purify your food so it doesn't hurt your body, starts kind of eating away at your liver and perforating it.
So these people are working under the assumption that most people normally, when they get produce, normal produce, the non-organic produce, the stuff that has a thin layer of pesticide on it from the grocery store, they're assuming they're going to take it home and thoroughly wash that stuff off. I don't think these people are thoroughly washing that stuff. So 99 out of 100 times, based on how few people are buying these bottles of veggie wash, as I've noticed in the store, these people aren't washing off that pesticide. So whether it's on the outside of the corn or the inside of the corn or any other vegetable or fruit for that matter, these people are ingesting that pesticide. They're giving it to their kids.
Yeah,
I know they are.
Yeah, but it's a little different when it fuses with the wholesome part of the corn inside.
But it all gets digested the same way. So why would it be different?
If you digest different things, that like you need fat to eat with broccoli to absorb all the nutrients inside.
You do?
Yes.
What if you eat broccoli by itself?
It definitely facilitates the absorption and efficacy. Definitely. Any type of fat, whether it's natural or refined, will lock in, you know, those nutrients.
So you lock in the nutrients by consuming the food with fat.
That's why you always have broccoli with a little bit of butter.
So if you're like most Americans and you think eating fat-free is the way to go, you'd be dead wrong.
Right? I mean, that's chemical. Just, fat-free is chemical full.
It's just a
I love how everyone in this room agrees with my general philosophy about life.
Well, fat-free is that it's just a joke.
Fat-free is stupid. It's idiotic. First of all, it's not going to make you thin.
No.
But it will, 100%. It's been proven. It's a fact. This is not a
certain
theory.
Certain fats can make you thin.
Yeah.
Enhancing hydration throughout the whole body, consolidating.
Well, we're going to have you back on a future show where we continue our conversation about whole milk and why non-fat and low-fat milk is absolutely stupid. But, you know, much of the corn that we grow up, that we grow up in this country, it doesn't really wind up in the grocery store as food, does it?
Oh, no. No,
it winds up in soda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, about half of it winds up in soda? But these farmers aren't really under any illusions about where their subpar product is going. If the end product is crap that goes into a soda, that's going to rot your teeth, poison your liver, give you diabetes, how bad are they going to feel about making crappy corn? And I mean, shame on us for trying to make them feel bad about it and not then let them turn a profit. And screw us for trying to get them to blow all their profits, turning out something better. To heck with us and our high horses.
There's no incentive to make something better. Corn is on an index. So when people sell corn that they've grown, the price is already set. It doesn't matter what grade of corn you have. The price is set by the government.
But what does matter is how much it costs you to produce it.
Exactly.
And if you can get that cost down and drive your tractors less and apply less insecticides, the better off you are. You might be in business next year.
Well, yeah, but if there was more incentive, let's say a higher quality standard like there is with beef for corn, then people will be more incentivized to make better corn.
People have decided, and by people I mean the powers that be, have decided that corn is more useful as an industrial product and ingredient in making things like paint and plaster, than it is as a food product. Honestly, forcing farmers to spend more money producing a higher quality product, that's just idiotic. And we should feel kind of bad for making them feel guilty about producing crud, because they know we're going to stick it in soda. They know we're going to turn it into high fructose corn syrup, which is bad for us anyway. It's like pumping Supreme into a lawnmower. Why would you do that? That's exactly what it's like. Who here in this room even drinks soda? You don't drink soda. I don't drink soda. I mean, I had a Mexican Pepsi the other day, but that was mostly just to get high.
Yeah.
You know who cooks fresh, delicious dinners with lots of crisp local veggies with no genetically modified corn and delivers them right to your door right at dinner time?
Definitely not Monsanto.
Not Monsanto. Yep. It's Dine-In Tonight. They make delicious gourmet meals every day, hot and fresh, with local veggies, all quality ingredients. They bring these hot, freshly prepared dinners from their local kitchen and deliver them right to your door, right at dinner time. This is not like ordering from a restaurant delivery service. They cook the food, they deliver the food, you eat the food. And they have 100 different entrees, so go ahead and try them all. There's always $10 a dinner with no delivery fees, so call today, get back your time, your money, and your life. Don't be a slave to dinner time. Call Dine-In Tonight today. They make a lemon piccata chicken over capellini pasta that'll make you wonder why you ever bothered to go to Little Italy and park away from the restaurant and feed a meter and get a ticket because you were too far away to get back to your car on time, and who can eat in a restaurant and be back in 2 hours anyway, and all those reasons you don't ever want to go downtown. Everything they make is fresh, super delicious, and it'll never perforate your liver. Call them today for an extra week of free dinners using promo code KCBQ. Sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week. Just call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dineintonight.com. That's www.dineintonight.com. It's the biggest thing since women started covering up all the color in their faces and then painting it back on. That's dineintonight.com. When we come back after this quick commercial break, we'll have more on the agricultural egregiousness that is modified corn on the All Corn Food Fight, a show so corny you'll need extra butter. Better start popping that extra salt and movie theater style popcorn now. You've only got 2 minutes. Better hurry. Go! And don't touch that dial.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa, hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS. Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm Claire Katz. With me in studio is the happy and husky Chef Marcus.
Why, hello there.
It's a corn joke. Get it? Husky. Ha! So we're talking about corn and the modified version of it, and we've got the two sides. The side that says we can grow more healthy, slightly genetically altered food that resists bugs and uses less fuel for farmers, which makes less CO2 and costs way less, and we're just going to put it into food that's bad for us anyways, and yada, yada, yada. And then the other side, Marcus, that says modified food is treated differently by the body and causes all kinds of problems. Tell me about that perforated liver thing again.
So, okay, your body, you're eating this corn that has the bacteria in it, that protein. And then when it comes through the body, where your body processes all the poison and helps purify the food so you don't get poisoned, is the liver. And so these bacteria kind of drill up in that. Some, if you eat too much, they get in the liver and perforate it.
Isn't that going to happen whether you eat too much of corn or something else?
Well, it's this particular bacteria that's actually causing it.
So the BT bacteria, the Bacillus hominahomina, which they put into the corn genetically.
Yes, genetically.
That grows up. Okay, so it's affected differently by your body. It goes into your liver.
Because it's fused with the food you're digesting.
Doesn't your stomach take all that stuff apart?
Well, I was just thinking the same thing that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I would imagine that, you know, your hydrochloric acid would be able to destroy a measurable amount of it. How much, you know, we don't know. Some people, you know, are more malabsorbed than others. And in this case, it may be a benefit.
It's like a really good insult to a person if you're not getting along with them.
You're malabsorbed.
You're malabsorbed. Well, you're just malabsorbed. That's
hey,
your problem.
Let me tell you, we all are malabsorbed. I got news for you.
I take like 30 of your vitamins
that
a day,
so-called
dude.
Organic food. I think
yourself. Maybe I'm to the point where I'm not malabsorbed. You've seen the vitamins that I take like every day.
Well, I know. I'm just talking about reaping the maximum benefit of the nutrients we're putting in our body.
When you say it that way.
Again, you know, quoting, and this is a somewhat dated study, maybe 7-8 years. According to the NIH, men over the age of 35 are over 60%. American men, I should stipulate, are, you know, malabsorbed.
And you know who's more malabsorbed than men?
Women. Of course.
Dude.
Women are.
Oh, of course.
You're a guy.
You're going to come into my studio. You're going to focus on men. What's the matter with you? Talk about women.
I was going to talk about
women. Women are more malabsorbed than men are.
Exactly.
Particularly the ones that have had kids.
Right. And because they're much more prone to these pre-osteo conditions and things like that.
You know why? It's because the child, whether it's in your stomach or out and going to college, it will suck the life out of you. That's what they do, man. So we're talking about perforated liver disease. It's important to realize about this particular thing here. It's not necessarily a disease. It's a condition.
It's a condition.
So when you call it perforated liver, It's a temporary condition that you have. It's not a disease. It's not necessarily even degenerative. So calling it disease is kind of a misnomer. What it is damage, inflammation to the liver cells. It causes high levels of the liver enzymes. Mm-hmm. Right. And the reason that too many liver enzymes is important is because when these enzyme levels increase, a greater amount is passed into the bloodstream. The unfortunate thing is that in order to get into the bloodstream, the enzymes have nowhere to go but straight out.
Yeah.
They go out through the wall of the liver, perforating it, causing little pinholes, and going out into the blood. So that it actually does create a perforated liver, you know, which is kind of why they call it that.
Yes.
So what you're imagining in your heads right now, teeny tiny little enzymes knocking holes, shooting little BB-style holes in your liver wall, which would otherwise be pristine and healthy. This is what they're imagining at home right now as they're listening to us talk. It's not quite that dramatic.
No.
It excretes itself through the liver wall. Your organs excrete things through their walls all the time. Damage to the liver is just like any other type of damage to any other type of organ. Your body's job is to experience the damage and then repair it. Now, with liver perforation, what you need to know is that there are several conditions that might lead to a high liver enzyme count. And here, high liver enzyme count, that's bad. Making your liver produce too many enzymes is bad. So you put too many artificial things, mm-hmm. BT included.
Yes.
BT is a big one, and we'll get into that in a second. It's because there's corn in everything.
Yeah.
There's corn in everything.
You can't escape corn.
You take in an awful lot of this stuff because all the corn's genetically modified. All the food we eat that comes in packages in the store is full of this corn, whether the ingredients list says it or not. There are a lot of chemicals made out of this stuff. So whether you think it or not, you're eating a lot of this genetically modified corn. You are.
Yeah, there's a statistic I read about, and it's saying that Monsanto is responsible for about 40% of the corn production here in the United States.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's most of the farming that goes on in the United States, most agriculture in the United States, a good percentage of it is just corn.
Yeah,
mostly right. Corn. Like if you were to get in a plane and fly over the United States, checking out all the farms and all the farm states, most of what you would see would be corn. I mean, something about this soil and this climate and maybe our Native American history has us hooked on making, you know,
corn.
Maize. We call it corn.
Right.
But so this particular protein is getting into our blood a lot. It is. Whether you're trying to avoid it, and you know, a lot of us aren't even bothering to try to avoid it. We don't know what those words are.
No.
We don't know what those ingredients are on those ingredient lists to watch out for. And we'll be putting those up on our website to the best of our ability. The reason we can't do it very thoroughly is because our web host doesn't give us 9,000 pages that we can put every single name and AKA and alias of genetically modified corn ingredients. So you take it in. You take more in of that than probably anything else. If you are going to experience a perforated liver, it's going to be probably because of this particular thing. It's not going to be because of the massive amount of alcohol that you have consumed during the week when you get home from work. That doesn't even cut it.
No.
Unless you have been drinking 3-year-aged, 100% corn whiskey, as Marcus and I have recently been imbibing. Or in our case, over imbibing.
Choking down.
With that. So what you want to look out for to see if you have perforated liver disorder, instead of rushing off to your doctor to check all your blood levels and stuff, there's an easy way that you can tell. You get jaundice and itching.
Itching all over?
Itching in some places.
Okay.
You know, and obviously in specific places, okay, well, they have creams for that. They have antibiotics for those. Marcus is looking at me like, what kind of itching?
What kind of itching?
Really, itching that's specific to a certain, no, you know what? Generalized itching.
Okay.
In some places, like if your face and your back and your arms itch a lot, that's probably a relatively good indication that maybe you're taking in too much GMO corn.
Yeah.
Possibly. Could be. Yellowing of the eyes and skin, that's jaundice.
That's jaundice, yeah.
And since some people have a sprayed-on tan, mm-hmm. like I myself have been known to do from time to time, hey, you know what? It makes me look less like a vampire, and I'm sticking to it. If you look in your eyes, your whites of your eyes, that's a first place to show jaundice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dark, and I hate to say this on a food show, urine. Dark urine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No matter how much water you're taking in, If this is a condition you have, your PP will be dark.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit, you know, too dark.
A little orangey.
You might be a little weak. You might be a little fatigued. But who's not? Honestly, yeah. Who in this country right now is not weakened and fatigued? That is not a symptom.
No,
don't put it in there as a symptom.
Exactly.
That is how we live. That is how Americans get through the day. Stop listing that as a stupid symptom.
You
it's
put
ridiculous.
That as a symptom if you want to sell a drug to everybody. If you're tired and not happy with your job, you might need... That's all. That's...
If you're fatigued and have a general sense of discomfort, you might have cancer. Okay, you know what? That's everyone. Everyone. Ridiculous. So drink a lot more water.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the first way you're going to eliminate...
Flush out those enzymes.
Yeah. Yep. Eliminate all this extra stuff and make
artichoke.
Sure... Artichoke. Did you jump in the middle of a conversation and say the word artichoke?
I just had to...
Is that a safe word?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that you've had too much and you would like us to stop?
No. I was just saying water is good, but yeah, artichoke is also really good.
And that does come in pill form.
You can
because that is
form.
How I prefer to get my veggies.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Especially after that blackberry debacle. Yeah,
one thing I'd like to interject is I think the thing that scares the American people or so many American people and has them in fear, it's not so much about what we know about Monsanto, it's the unknown.
What's unknown?
Well, about like what else are they doing in their labs? You know,
is the corn going to start growing arms and legs and stuff? Because
no.
That I might have a problem with.
I just think that when a company grows in stature, grows in power and grows in monetary influence, there's a lot of repercussions and it leaves a lot of questions unopened or unanswered, should I say. And that's when I talk with other people who interject that in the store, who I interact with. That's their biggest concern or fear about Monsanto is what they don't know.
So people are afraid of them because they're a successful company. Ooh, that's scary.
I think people are afraid of them because they mess with our food and we don't know to what extent.
Because of their,
Let me ask you this. Who doesn't mess with our food?
That's true.
It's because of their political clout. Their increasing political clout is what scares them. Yeah.
As soon as they change the name from San Diego to San Monsanto, I think I might be a little bit concerned. By the way, perforated liver... condition or situation. If you have a perforated liver situation and it's easy to figure that out, you don't need to see your doctor. Doctors are going to tell you that it's a horrible, urgent thing that needs urgent medication. By the way, medication and its overuse, particularly the pain-killing kind, contributes to this condition. So don't see your damn doctor. Just don't. They're going to add to the problem. They're going to give you a medication which will make the liver perforation more.
They're going to make your liver
more
so.
And all the more drugs you take, that's more inflammation. That's more of a problem. That's not a cure. That is a whole other condition that you're also going to have to see the doctor for. So you can care for perforated liver syndrome at home by following a few simple restrictions and precautions and with the help of a few home remedies and drinking a lot of water and taking a couple of vitamins, honestly, which I really recommend you get from Dave the Vitamin Guy at Great Earth Vitamins in La Jolla. Go see him, and you can talk to him about his awesome radio voice and shiny chrome dome. Now, home remedies cure this thing.
No more soda.
How bad can it be? How bad can this condition be if you know, like placebo home remedies are curing this thing? As silly. I don't know. I'm not taking that condition as seriously as I would take like a middle of the forehead pimple.
Really?
That's just so embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, but a lot of people probably have this and don't quite know what it is. And like you said, get the medication.
Okay, if your eyeballs are yellow and you're drinking a lot of water, but your pee-pee is still very, very dark, you may have perforated liver. You may have perforated your liver. Oh, that just sounds really bad. The enzymes have poked little dart holes into it, like teeny tiny poison-dipped crossbow darts. Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, when we come back after this quick break, we'll have more about the corn, the horribleness, and everything. When we come back, and you know what? We're going to tell you what you can do with that corn cob. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma, are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online, and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different, and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma, that must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. So, I got a couple of dudes in the studio with me today. One, Chef Marcus, that thinks corn should go back to being the sweet little pushover that it used to be. And Dave the Vitamin Guy, who's really just happy that they figured out how to coat and encapsulate and package all his beloved vitamins with all the lovely genetically modified stuff, right?
I hope not.
Well, we've talked about why GMO corn is kind of bad, why natural corn isn't any good, and Monsanto taking the heat for pretty much the whole thing. Because regular corn isn't all that good. I mean, firstly, it's a grain, not a vegetable. It's all sugar. You know, it's ridiculous. It's going to get stuck up in your teeth. You know, and let's face it, it doesn't really digest all that well to begin with. Ever hear about that one lawsuit where this farmer got sued for having Monsanto corn in his fields that he hadn't paid for the right to use, and it turned out that the corn truck had overturned on his land? Yeah. Monsanto won. They won. The screwed up mutated corn made it impossible for him to ever sell his product as a nice natural crop again, and the one who was responsible sued and won. Why didn't he sue for the damage done by that overturned truck? For crapping up his crops. He should have claimed he could never again seek organic certification and the damage and scarring that would do to his livelihood. He may have won something. I mean, I would have appealed that one.
Yeah, me too.
And hopefully he did, because Monsanto won.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. What? You know what we haven't actually talked about today?
Not Monsanto?
How to actually cook corn.
Oh, yeah, huh?
If you're still willing to eat it, you know, that is. People really like trying to convince themselves that corn is a vegetable. They're all happy when they can get their kids to eat some. It's not a vegetable. It's a grain. And like all grains, it should be consumed in moderation. Or, as is the view of this show's host, not at all. It's just corn. It's nutritionally void. It's a waste. You got to floss it out. You know, let's just use it for making things. Great things. Useful things. Everything but dinner at this point. I say keep making paint with it. Keep making penicillin with it. That stuff is awesome. Save lives every day. Yay, spores, molds, and fungus. So, but if you must eat it right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how. You can put it on a pizza with chunks of lobster and Alfredo sauce.
So it's kind of like a lobster bisque pizza.
It's a lobster bisque pizza.
That's kind of neat.
Right? You can grill it.
A little pineapple would help the situation
pineapple
out a little bit.
Pineapple on a bisque pizza. But gross, man.
What?
You know
no.
what? Stick to what you know. Jeez.
Stick I'm with just throwing it out there. I wouldn't touch it.
I'd stick with you. See? Yeah. You know what? Stick with the vitamins, dude. It's what you're good at.
Well, no. I didn't even know they put pineapple in pizza till I moved out here. It's
moved
quite
out
prevalent
here. You're from
in
Louisiana.
Well,
you act
from,
like you're from the moon.
I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Ohio.
Ooh. You know, you're not from Louisiana?
No.
Get out. Corn, you can grill it. You can smear it with creme fraiche, and you can dust it with paprika and spices. That sounds pretty good. It's mm-hmm. Mexican style. You can add it to a skillet cheese dip for chip scooping.
Mm.
Make sure you use corn chips for that. You can add it to your crab cakes. What crab cake would not be complete without some kind of corn in there? Throw some niblets into whatever pasta dish you're making. No family restaurant Cajun chicken pasta that's got 7,000 calories would be complete without it.
I was going to say, since you brought up Louisiana, it goes great in jambalaya.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crawfish.
I love that stuff.
Jambalaya.
Yeah, crawfish boils. It's real popular.
Thanks for that. Yep. You can mix corn puree into your ice cream. You can make sweet corn ice cream. Yep, that's a real thing.
Yep.
A real thing. We're going to think about experimenting with that and possibly putting a recipe for it on our website. If you don't see a recipe for it cropping up on our website, it means it was terrible.
It means it was disgusting.
It means we went to the trouble of fiddling with it, making the ice cream, putting it on a wonderful waffle all sugar cone, tasting it, and blah.
Bleh.
No good. If you see a recipe, that means it was a success. We're going to put that on there. That gives us the right to continue to have a food show, by the way.
There's a spoon bread, which is a very popular corn dish.
Well, what's that?
Spoon bread. If you ever gone to, like, I think Chili's or Chevy's, and you have that corn mush on your plate that's really sweet. It's kind of like a bread. It's a spoon bread, so you can't make a sandwich out of it. It's kind of cornbread.
It's like
but
a scoop.
More,
they scoop it with an ice cream scoop.
It. Yeah, it's mushy, but it's sweet, and it's cooked like bread.
I sort of thought that was called corn cake.
No, it's cornbread. Corn
no, they
cake.
Have that at El Torito.
El Torito.
Also, you have to pay to get an extra scoop of it.
Mm-hmm, of course, because yeah. It's delicious.
Now, the reason I know that is because I always pay to get an extra scoop of it.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. You can get that same effect by using cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Just make a cornbread and throw in some of the niblets, some of the juice that comes with the niblets in the can,
mm-hmm.
whether it's genetically modified or not, it's still going to be tasty. And throw in a little bit of extra butter, and then that'll make a really awesome, mushy, moist, buttery cornbread.
Yes.
Very, very similar to the
spoon bread. Or
that they
corn
have.
Cake.
You know, I'm going to call it corn cake.
I like spoon bread.
Cake. You know, everyone loves cake.
Yeah.
It's the word cake. People think moist, tasty, delicious, dessert-like. Spoon bread.
Cake, I see, is fluffy.
Spoon bread, to me, sounds small.
Yeah.
You know, like
well,
it's a little spoon size.
It's dense. You got to spoon it out.
You scoop it out.
Scoop it out with
a spoon. Use a giant, massive
spoon.
Ice cream scooper to, like, scoop out the amount of spoon bread that I like. You can add some to your wilted spinach,
mm-hmm.
if you're making wilted spinach, and wilting spinach is quick. You can put it in there to make spinach less gross, right? You can put it in fruit salad.
Corn in fruit salad?
You can put corn niblets in fruit
salad.
It's good.
Hmm.
It's actually, corn is sweet.
That's why it would go good with pineapple.
What is it with you and pineapple? Toss it into your next stir fry. That's always nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Along with some pineapple. Stir it into your pancake batter for corn cakes. Very tasty with syrup, also very breakfasty.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a nice alternate to regular pancakes. Make coconut cream corn. We'll be putting this recipe on the website as well, foodfightradio.com. Again, to meet our quota, so we can continue to have a food show.
Hey, coconut green corn.
It's a requirement, folks. If there's a food show police out there somewhere, if there isn't, then I'm starting one because the other food shows stink. I'm just kidding, Sam the Cooking Guy, whose new show is on KFMB 760. Not that I don't love the guy, but his whole goal in life is to be not boring.
Ah.
Wow. I'm already falling asleep. Marcus, what are some of your ways, your favorite ways, to be corny?
I love making homemade tamales with maize flour, so it has lye in it, so you get all the nutrients from the corn. And you throw corn and vegetables inside the tamales, make those up. I enjoy that very much. Grilling corn, but like you said, I put lime and butter.
You talk about grilling corn an awful lot.
I love grilling corn.
I know you love grilled corn. We talk about grilled corn every other show.
We do.
And this is the all corn show. Make it special.
I love sweet corn soup and corn chowder.
Ooh.
So corn, potatoes, I use coconut cream, boil it all up, puree half of it, makes a nice big hearty soup. Again, vegan for my family.
If you throw some chunks of fish in there, wouldn't that be a stew?
I guess it would, but we don't do that because we're vegan.
Oh, come on. Fish are practically vegetables.
I disagree.
They move, but come on. You know, there's a strong gust of wind. A plant's going to move.
Yeah, but you can't reach out and grab a fish.
Sure you can.
If it's in water.
I've seen people do that on TV.
You can't, is what I said.
you know what? It just requires a little bit of practice. If the difference between making a fish from an animal to a vegetable is your ability to practice and scoop it out of the water, dude, that's a weak argument. That's the only thing.
No, there's
its
more.
Ability to get away.
That's the
only thing that is the defining thing between making this thing an animal or a vegetable.
It's a clear, easy one to put up there. If it can run away from you because it knows what you're going to do, it's not a vegetable or fruit.
You ever seen a Venus flytrap?
They don't run away from you.
You know what? They do this.
Mm-hmm. They catch flies.
Yeah, they catch
flies.
If you
wanted to say flies were vegetables, I would be hard to disagree with you.
Ew, gross.
I wouldn't eat
them.
It would
make a horrible stir fry.
I don't eat durian,
that'd be
I
nasty.
Won't eat flies either.
Well, you know what? If you're going to tell me that durian isn't a vegetable either.
No, I'm just saying, if flies were vegetables, I would eat them as often as I eat durian.
Really, really nasty.
Yes.
What desserts can you make out of corn?
Well, like you said, corn ice cream. We talked about spoon bread.
A corn pudding.
Yeah, it's almost the same
probably
thing.
Probably would be tastier than rice pudding or tapioca. Those have other clumps of things in them.
Yeah.
Tapioca has those little boba balls on the inside. It's like a little gelatinized, kind
it's
of a rubbery,
tapioca.
Chewy. Yeah, it's a tapioca. Very, very tasty. They put them in those boba drinks, the big ones.
Yes, the big ones.
They're awesome. Put them in pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a dessert, except it's got weird balls in it. You're very popular out here on the West Coast.
Yes.
And then, of course, rice pudding is a tasty vanilla pudding, which they've crapped up by putting rice in it.
I agree.
Which is a grain.
Yeah, well, why would you
just
put rice
like
in
corn.
Like, we don't have enough pudding for everybody. Oh, throw rice in it.
Bulk it up a little bit.
Yeah, bulk it up
You know, make
bit.
It something people will recognize. Oh, well, I know what rice is. I don't know what this weird flavor is, but I'm familiar with rice.
I eat that
So let's
time.
Eat that. That's pretty tasty.
I use cornstarch. I'll be happy to fry things all the time. Or
it gives things a nice, wonderful coating.
It does. Tempura.
Oh, very
useful. That's corn. They fry it in corn.
Unfortunately, the cornstarch is made out of genetically modified corn.
Yeah.
But you can take strips of chicken, strips of beef, and you can flash cook it in really hot oil.
Or even vegetables. There's a lot of tempura vegetables, too.
Those are great. And you don't have to do the whole tempura batter to get a crispy fry.
Mm-mm.
On that. You can just take vegetables. You can just do them a light coating in just cornstarch.
Yes.
See, corn is still the main ingredient here, so haven't gotten off topic. It's a powder.
It's a powder.
Yeah, I get that. You're going to get a box of cornstarch. Do you know how we've been talking about how horrible and evil genetically modified corn is, and we're telling you not to eat it because it's bad for you? Go to the store and get some.
Go to the store and get some.
Get a box of it, the powdered cornstarch. Doesn't matter what kind of a corn it's made out of. Come on, you're deep frying it in oil. It's bad for you anyway.
Cornstarch is also a great tool to make yourself drier. Like to dry off your hands before you put on gloves. If you have any issues with your feet or athlete's area or jock area, cornstarch helps you clear that right up.
All right, well, I don't, but I'm going to move my cubicle a few more feet away from you, I think, in the future. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, since this is the all corn episode of Food Fight, we'll be reviewing a really corny restaurant, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Yep, that's a real place. And of course, it's based on the movie Forrest Gump. Anything to add to that, Marcus? Forrest Gump style?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Folks, that's why we keep him around.
Yay.
We'll be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. Folks, as foodies, we generally feel a sense of responsibility, let's say, to eat at great places that will be worth your dough and tell you about them. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. The other day, we completely ignored that feeling and walked into a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. It's a real place built around a fake person in a made-up story. A theme restaurant, if you will, in beautiful Long Beach, California. Now, we also promised ourselves we wouldn't eat at theme restaurants. And as I sit here, I can honestly and proudly say that I've never eaten at a Planet Hollywood. But like most of you, I kind of liked Forrest Gump, and I was curious about how much of the menu would be deep fried. Ever wonder where all your garage sale junk winds up? Right here. And at Applebee's and TGI Fridays, mostly. Or there's a special airport-sized members-only store that specifically deals in silly wall garbage. License plates that have been coughed up by sharks, broken bicycle bits, and signed posters of the actors from Bosom Buddies. You know, worthless garbage. Their drink menu is attached to a ping pong paddle. Very fitting, which is chained to the wall. I guess people took to stealing the worthless garbage. Their frosty, alcoholic girl drinks were actually quite good, and some of them even had a little booze in them. After ordering several platters of deep-fried things with fries and hush puppies, we required some jumbo shrimp cocktail, which is one of my personal favorites, not because it's hard to make or requires any skill, but because it requires really good fresh shrimp. Or you'd know it, and it'd be gross. These were big, healthy, and meaty. Like my co-host. Of course, there's no way of knowing whether or not they got the rest of our order right, because deep-fried balls tend to all look the same. They tasted pretty good, though. No fancy sauces here, just ketchup and tartar sauce. Exactly how Forrest would have preferred it, since simple people like simple food. The desserts are normal, meaning huge and containing several days' worth of calories, but we figured we had exhausted a week's allowance of sodium intake anyway, so why not go full tilt? After all, that's the American way. Overdo it and then regret it. It's pretty relaxing to eat in a place decorated in slow fifth grader. The servers are nice, the food is crispy, they give you a Forrest Gump movie quiz. It's a good thing I knew all that stuff, because the prize was more napkins. I used them all so as not to be wasteful. You can sit around, inhaling the nice, heavy, seagull-scented air right on the marina, talking about what else? The movie that the world won't let us forget. Much as we may want to. Does Tom Hanks have a share in this place? No, he does not. I think he wants to forget that film about as much as Tim Curry wants to forget the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Bad movie, great legs for a guy. Wish I could say the same for Hanks. You can't really talk about anything else, though, while you're sitting there, because even the table is covered with memorable movie lines, along with some ones that have become Americana. Eating at Gump's namesake restaurant was certainly better than being shot in the buttocks, and that's all I got to say about that. You can see photos of how shrimp and San Diego go together like peas and carrots at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
What is up with Asians and desserts? They stink at desserts. Fancy food, awesome and imaginative sushi, incredible flavor combinations of sweet, sour, salty, and bitter all in one bite. But desserts? Nope. All terrible. And that's all Asians from all the Asian countries. Chinese? Mung bean dumplings. Ew. Japan? Green tea ice cream. Vietnam? Don't even get me started. Let's just say it's not always dead when they serve it. The rest of the food is so good, it's like when it came time for dessert, they just stopped trying. They gave up. What's the matter? You can't get sugar to turn into caramel over there? You can't get your hands on a cocoa bean or a vanilla bean? What, all you have is tea leaves and purple roots? It's like they're trying to use the same ingredients for everything. Maybe it's an efficiency thing. They gotta try to find uses for every nasty part of every plant and animal, so they put them in the desserts, too. I suppose after eating fisheye tartare and wriggling octopus sushi, even a fermented mung bean tart has got to taste pretty good. Worse still is when they try to make like a chocolate cake or something, American style, something most people do pretty well even by accident. It doesn't even resemble a chocolate cake. It's like a weird choco sponge. Taro, mung beans, grass jelly, 12 kinds of goo. What's wrong with good old-fashioned sugar? Or strawberries? It's not a root, it's fruit. Even soybeans are made into desserts. Of course, they make soybeans into everything. Soup, sauces, furniture, paper, walls, toys. Why not dessert? Well, waste not, want not. Well, I want not. They just take everything a little bit too far with the desserts. What happened to plain vanilla? Would you make a root beer float with green tea ice cream? No, you wouldn't, because that'd be gross. That's the big problem, I think. You have to have a base flavor. They have many assorted lousy flavors, but no simple, useful go-to flavor. A plain and reliable bottom-line flavor. They don't have that. They have green tea and purple yam and mung bean and soy. I saw cheese-flavored ice cream once. They're desperate for a new flavor. But hey, look at the French. Every dessert they make is terrific. Everything they touch turns divine. Buttery, gooey, crispy, overstuffed, dripping, and the beloved French-style desserts. That should help them. That should be their guide. Or maybe not. If the best you can come up with is cheese-flavored ice cream, you should do the other French thing and just give up. Tune in next week for Kitchen Knives. How many do you actually need? Also, how to fight migraines with food. And Splenda versus Agave. At least they're not made of corn. All next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that mankind would never have evolved without beer and bacon. That's my theory anyway.
and twos, but I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.